Facebook, Microsoft, and Tesla had a strong finish to 2019.
Tesla's better-than-expected results and confident plans for 2020 sent shares soaring.
We'll break down their latest results. And a deep partisan divide emerges during the question phase of the Senate's impeachment trial.
So these are senators that are considering whether or not they need witnesses, whether or not they need more information.
Plus, a touching goodbye to the United Kingdom from the European Union. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we break down yesterday's earnings from Facebook, Tesla, and Microsoft, here's what you missed. Senators had their first chance to ask questions during the impeachment trial yesterday. Democrats focused their questions on the need for more witnesses, while Republicans rebutted some of the House Democrats' arguments. From Washington, Natalie Andrews has more.
The first question right out the gate was if there were other motivations to President Trump holding the aide. And they wanted to hear Donald Trump's defense team really respond directly to that. So the second question that Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski asked was something that was also central to the case, whether the White House had any record of Donald Trump trying to end corruption in Ukraine before Joe Biden entered the presidential race last spring. And that really ties to the defense team's argument, which has said that Donald Trump is concerned about corruption. He would have been pursuing this no matter who was involved, and the Bidens just happened to be tied to this. And Democrats say that Donald Trump was soliciting foreign interference and investigations against a key political rival.
Natalie says everything is building up to a key vote on Friday.
Everything really is looking at that crucial vote, because if McConnell defeats that motion, then the trial will likely end that day or shortly thereafter. There's a few speeches, but it really wraps up the trial. And then if it doesn't, then you could see votes for new witnesses. You could see the trial extend several weeks as new witnesses are deposed. And Republicans have said that if Democrats get their witnesses brought in, then they will open the floodgates.
The World Health Organization is meeting today to decide whether to declare the outbreak of the new coronavirus a public health emergency of international concern. Many companies, including Starbucks, McDonald's, IKEA, and KFC, have closed some stores in mainland China. This morning, Chinese officials said that more than 7,000 people had contracted the virus and that more than 170 people had died from it. If you see something, say something on Twitter. The messaging platform is introducing a feature that will give users the ability to flag tweets that they believe may undermine voter participation in the 2020 presidential election. The feature has already been used during elections last year in India and the United Kingdom. Now, our main story. Facebook, Microsoft, and Tesla all reported strong quarterly earnings yesterday, suggesting the tech sector still has some room to run well into 2020. We're going to break them all down. Let's start first with Facebook. Here's our reporter, Jeff Horwitz, with more from San Francisco.
To begin with the predictable part of Facebook earnings, the company made a ton of money. Revenues were $21.1 billion. Profits were $7.4 billion. These beat analyst expectations again. The stock did fall after the announcement, but only because everyone expects Facebook to blow earnings out of the water at this point.
Jeff says the interesting part about Facebook's fourth quarter came on a conference call to discuss the results.
Facebook disclosed that it was paying $550 million to resolve a privacy case brought by class action attorneys in Illinois centered on facial recognition. That's going to be about $200 per each affected user and a pretty big cash payout and sort of proof that the Illinois law, which is one of the toughest biometric privacy laws in the country, has teeth. And that could be a problem for some other tech companies.
One more highlight was Mark Zuckerberg's defense of Facebook.
Zuckerberg said he was going to speak up more in terms of a defense of the platform and targeted advertising, and said that in the past, he had not always been as clear about these things as he should be because he was worried about offending people. The interesting thing, and I'll quote him here, is, "My goal for the next decade isn't to be liked, but to be understood."
Another CEO who's usually on the offensive Elon Musk. But after Tesla's difficult start to the year, when questions were raised about Musk's leadership, by the end of 2019, Tesla exceeded analyst expectations for deliveries and reported a profit for the second quarter in a row. Our Tesla reporter Tim Higgins has more.
It's a remarkably different spot for Tesla than the first half of a year ago, when the company was struggling to expand sales of the Model 3 overseas. There were questions about whether Tesla could meet its goals and if demand for its electric vehicles had peaked.
Shares in Tesla soared in after-hours trading, rising over 11%. One key thing investors were paying attention to was what Tesla had to say about its international manufacturing operations.
The company believes that its new factory in China and one planned for outside of Berlin will help cut costs. That new China factory came online in recent weeks and could still prove challenging as Tesla tries to ramp up production. The Tesla CFO cautioned that China's efforts to contain the coronavirus could affect the ramp up there in Shanghai. So investors in Wall Street will be watching the Tesla China operations closely in coming weeks.
Tesla wasn't the only company facing questions about its operations in China. Microsoft said it was concerned about the impact the new coronavirus could have on its business. Here is our reporter, Aaron Tilley.
Well, with the virus situation in their guidance, CFO of Microsoft, Amy Hood, said that there's some uncertainty there, but you know, they're not a major hardware manufacturer. Where this could impact them, though, is that the overall PC shipments, Microsoft makes Windows royalties based off those PC shipments. So if the PC shipments are at all affected by this virus, that could certainly hurt their Windows royalty fees. But that's a legacy business, and that's really not their future.
So what is Microsoft's future? Cloud computing. And there, the company reported strong results.
Microsoft said their revenue was going really fast, including in the cloud computing space. But the interesting thing was their gross margins were doing exceptionally well. And that's interesting because for a long time, people thought Microsoft would have to, you know, forego profits in order to keep up with Amazon and compete with them. So Amazon has quite a few years lead on the entire space. They really pioneered it when they came out with Amazon Web Services in 2006. And Microsoft came out a few years later, but since then, over the past few years, they've really emerged as a really strong second player here, and they've become taking more and more market share from Amazon, and you know the pie is expanding, but Amazon is certainly scared that Microsoft is eating its lunch.
Just how scared is Amazon? We'll find out later today when the online retailer reports its earnings after markets close. You can find all of our coverage of fourth quarter results up on WSJ.com. On to markets. Global markets continued to slide as concerns about the economic impact of the spread of the new coronavirus continue to weigh on investors. Markets reporter Anna Isaac has more.
Well, we're starting to see a bigger reaction as the number of infections grows. So we're nearing that 8,000 mark now in terms of reported cases. And that's really showing itself in terms of Asian markets in particular. Now, China's still closed because they extended the Lunar New Year holiday. But we've got Hong Kong Hang Seng. It's now down 5% on the week. So it's a big fall there. That sell-off's extended to Europe this morning. And there's a lot of investors sort of holding back on their positions, but they're looking at whether or not when China does open up in terms of its indexes Monday, are stocks going to be like in a nice position for them to buy in? Are they going to buy that dip? Or is this virus outbreak now getting so severe, with the World Health Organization having a meeting today to decide whether or not this is going to be a global emergency? Is it starting to get so severe that actually they're going to take some much more conservative positioning?
And here's what else we're paying attention to today. In addition to more results from the likes of Verizon, Coca-Cola, and UPS, we'll also get a broader picture of how the overall U.S. economy performed last quarter. The Commerce Department is set to release fourth quarter GDP figures this morning. The key thing there will be just how much each of us shelled out during the holiday period. Consumer spending makes up two-thirds of economic activity in the United States. Finally, a bittersweet moment in Brussels yesterday. European lawmakers officially approved Britain's plan to leave the European Union tomorrow. After the vote, lawmakers spontaneously broke out singing the Scottish song Auld Lang Syne. The president of the European Parliament concluded the session by quoting the murdered British MP Joe Cox, who was killed during the 2016 referendum campaign. She said, "We are far more united and have far more in common with each other than things that divide us." That's what's news from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.